101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 31st and final day of January 2023, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning by Susan Atchison, and to talk about St. David's Day activities that are not too far down the road. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great this morning. Thank you.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here today. So St. David's Day is not that far away for sure here. Where are you at in, I guess, the planning stages here before the big set of activities in Emporia and Levo?
Well, believe it or not, we just have one planning meeting a year, and that was last Sunday. Everything's pretty much streamlined, and everyone does the same thing every year, so it makes it easy to get going. So we're preparing.
Good deal. What is the schedule for activities here, noting St. David's Day activities for Lyon and surrounding counties?
Okay, well, the actual St. David's Day is March 1st, which is the anniversary of St. David's death. March 2nd, which is a Thursday, is going to be the tea in Lebo, which is at the Fellowship Hall in the United Methodist Church from 1:30 to 3:30, and that's tea and Welsh cakes in a very relaxed atmosphere. Just come and visit. Meet some new friends or bring a friend with you and just have a great time. And then March 4th is going to be the practice for the choir that's Saturday from 1 to 2. And we welcome new members. If you love to sing, we're just singing a few hymns basically and a couple of other songs added in that are easy to learn. And then Sunday, March 5th is the concert, and it's at 2:30 with a reception to follow.
And where will that concert be?
It will be at the Emporia Presbyterian Church, the West Campus.
Outstanding. How many practices are you going to have? I know you said you just have the one meeting, but do you have a couple of practices that are coming, or is it just basically show up the day of the concert here in Emporia and let those voices ring?
Right. We have the one practice on Saturday, and music is sent out ahead of time, so you know what's going to be sung if you want to be a little bit more familiar with that. And you can, if it's someone new who wants to join, you can contact me at arvoniakansas@gmail.com.
How many people do you typically have that are performing with the concert? I think, generally speaking, you draw now upwards of 100 to 150 people to enjoy the music.
Yes, we do have a good crowd. Last year, we actually only had, I think they said, about 15 to 20 in the choir, but it sounded really good. And we also did something a little bit different last year. We threw in some individual performers and some special music, which added a different flavor to the concert.
Again, Susan Atchison joining us here as we continue our Newsmaker segment here today. St. David's Day activities coming really very soon, just a little bit over a month away here for Lebo and Emporia. Susan, from your perspective, you've been involved with this for quite some time. Why is this so important for you to be involved here with St. David's Day activities and helping people to remember and to cherish the Welsh heritage that has been rooted here for such a long time?
Well, I think that this area has such a very rich Welsh culture, and it's important to carry on those traditions. The concert's been going on for over 100 years. Let me see, this will be the 135th year for the concert. So I think it's just important to carry that on and to share it with the people of the community and to let them know where they've come from, because that influences also where we're going in our lives.
It's well said.
Yeah, it really is. So Welsh heritage, obviously, are rich with tradition here. And obviously, Susan, there still is, you know, a lot of Welsh here in the area.
Yes, and I don't know if a lot of people think about it or know about it, but the brothers from the Jones Trust were from the area. Probably people do realize since they've given so much money to the area, but they actually grew up in Arvonia, Kansas, where I live, went to school at the one-room stone schoolhouse here. So, you know, some great people have come out of this area. Also, Lewis Humphreys, who's donated a lot through grants to area projects, came from Arvonia, Kansas, and was Welsh. And he attended the concerts and was a huge supporter of them also.
Susan, how much does it mean for you to see the, I guess, not only the turnout, but also the interaction here with you know, the community here in Emporia, Lyon County, Coffee County, Osage County, especially given the fact that it sounds like in other places that the St. David's Day concerts are starting to come off of the calendar after they were, I think, pretty much standard wherever you went here for a long period of time.
Right. There were big celebrations for St. David's Day among the Welsh culture. And this is, you know, the one that has carried on as the concert in Emporia. At one time, they met in the auditorium there, the White Auditorium, and had over 1,000 people. So we don't have quite that many people now, but it's great to come and see old friends and meet new friends and invite new people to come to the concert so they can see what it's all about.
Well, Susan, give us the dates to save again.
Okay, March 2nd, which is a Thursday from 1:30 to 3:30, is the St. David's St. David's Welsh Tea at the Lebo United Methodist Church in the Fellowship Hall. March 4th from 1 to 2 is the practice. And then Sunday is the concert at 2:30 at the Emporia Presbyterian Church, the West Campus. And if you're interested in singing and want the music ahead of time, arvoniaks@gmail.com. And you're also just welcome to show up at that practice.
Any food at the concert, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. After the concert, we're going to return to the reception, which we didn't get to have last year, and there'll be tea and bar brie.
There we go. There's that bar brie. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, there's the best part.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
And at the tea, at the tea in Lebo, there'll be tea and I think she does spice cider and coffee and Welsh cake. So if you haven't had a Welsh cake, you want to get down to that. Lots of people know those from Match Day, where I had them at the mall. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Sweet. Sounds good. Is Ilana Jones going to be your guest soloist and conductor again here this year?
Yes, Ilana Jones will be back, and she is a delight to have for the concert. It's a pleasure for her to get to be here because she gets to relax a little bit and go back into her Welsh culture and gets to share it with others.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Susan, we will probably be reaching back out here for you the next couple of weeks to get you back on the air, maybe get a couple of other organizers on as well here. So we really appreciate your time here with us this morning and hope for a big turnout coming up here for everything you've got planned here.
Yes, come and join us at one or both events, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on. Thanks again, Susan.
Thank you.
All right, Susan Atchison joining us here on the Newsmaker segment today. And if you do want to be a part of our Newsmaker segments, the rest of the week is open, at least probably until later this morning.
Friday is booked.
Yeah, that's right. Friday's booked, but Wednesday, Thursday are not. So we'll probably have those filled before noon today. If you want one of those two, you can message me now here at this, you know, the station, or you can just simply call us, 620-342-1400. Did want to let you know again, the Newsmaker 2 segment here at 820. Is Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope talking about KDOT's 2023 Trans Traffic Safety Award going to his department. And then the Newsmaker 3 at 8:45, Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch and new Undersheriff Aaron Hoffman will be our guests.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 726, 11 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Nothing kicks off springtime like Emporia Recreation Center's youth soccer. Teams available for preschool age 4.